Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And joining us now is Mark Morgan, former acting director of ICE and Customs and Border Protection. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
Mark, the numbers continue to be mind-boggling here. The numbers for June, 5% increase over May. May having set some records. Tell us about what this most recent report by the CBP reveals.
Yeah, so look, this is very important. And when we talk about numbers, it's also important what numbers we're talking about. So I just heard you. So in June, it's almost 190,000. To put that in context, it's not about the month-to-month increase, because really what it is about the 4 months and what that increase the past 4 months have been. 4 months in a row, over 170,000, June being 190,000. That's the third highest monthly tolls in over 21 years. That ranges from a 700 to 900% increase from this time last year. So I think it blows out of water, Noel, that the false and misleading information being provided by this administration when they said, oh, nothing to see here, it's just seasonal, right? Remember in April when they were saying it's seasonal, this is the normal? At that time, it was a 700% increase, and now we're continuing to see it. Even during the hottest times of the summer, the numbers are increasing.
As I read through the report, it seems the flavor of the report and the wordsmithing is vastly different than what it was before, and it seems as though they're focusing a lot on recidivism as to say that we have repeats coming across the border as a result of the Title 42 policy. But they're involved in the Title 42 policy. They talk about getting rid of it. And all of a sudden, they're not talking about that much anymore, although they're getting pressure from within their own party to do so, because they know that if they do, they're going to have a problem that they're not ever going to get their hands around.
I could not agree more with you. Look, I was smiling when you were saying about the wordsmithing. Look, I revert back to my law school days when, you know, an intentional omission of a material fact is the same thing as a lie. So what they're failing to do is when they want to compare to the numbers of the past, they conveniently omit or wordsmith. Look, in the 90s, late 90s, early 2000s, when we saw 1.64 million, we had actually a higher degree of recidivism rate. Border Patrol agents were actually apprehending the same person 2-3 times in a single 8-hour shift. So that's why I go back to that. It's very convenient how they want to shape and wordsmith these numbers. And that's also why I call it the worst crisis that we've seen in modern history on our southwest border. And, well, look, there's another issue that they're not talking about that they're intentionally omitting. The number 270,000. And that number is the number of gotaways that have gotten past our frontline defense, because the majority, 40-50% of Border Patrol resources are being pulled off the line to deal with the increase in unaccompanied minors and families. Unaccompanied minors, over 100,000 this fiscal year. And so Border Patrol agents are being pulled off the line. Large areas of the border are left unsecured, unmonitored, and that has resulted in 270,000 gotaways. They don't talk about that. And here's a shocker that they also don't tell the American people about. There are criminals among those 270,000. Yes, rapists, murderers, child pedophiles. I could go on and on. That's a fact, and that's what they don't discuss, and that's what they're not honest about the American people with.
Not to mention the narcotics that are being seized that they're aware of, and obviously a lot of the strategies being deployed by the traffickers are simply to create diversion and smoke screens so that the traffickers can move their product across the border without being caught.
You're absolutely right. You know it. You studied this. I couldn't have said it better myself. And that's why, look, right now, they want this binary choice to be made. And it's a false one where that border security is somehow separate from illegal immigration. How we've got border security, and then we have this thing that's separate by itself, illegal immigration. And that's just a false choice that they're forcing down the American people. Look, open your borders up to one threat, one crisis, one situation. You're opening your borders up to the vast complex set of threats. They're not mutually exclusive. They're all interconnected. Illegal immigration. Look, when you empower a cartel, at the numbers that we're seeing now, you're strengthening them and you're increasing their ability to increase human trafficking, increasing drugs point across the border that you just suggested, criminal aliens, gangs, and it also opens up to a national security threat as well. That's the fact. It's all interconnected. It's about border security, and this administration continues to lie to the American people about it.
We're talking to Mark Morgan, former acting director of ICE and Customs and Border Protection. Mark, correct me if I'm wrong. The Canadian border is closed down?
So, no. Title 42 is in place with the Canadian border as well. And what you're seeing, though, is you're seeing Title 42 actually implemented on the northern border. While on the southern border, even though Title 42 is still in place technically, except for unaccompanied minors, this administration got rid of Title 42 immediately for unaccompanied minors, which the majority are 15 to 17 years old, older teenagers. They can carry COVID just like any adult can, but they ended it. And that's what resulted in 100,000 unaccompanied minors. But 80% of families coming across, even though Title 42 technically is in place on the southern border, they're not applying it. They're not enforcing it. 80% of families are still being released. So right now on the southern border, what you have is you have unaccompanied minors and families that are coming, and they could say, oh, by the way, I have COVID. And guess what we're saying to them right now? No problem. Come on anyway. And then they're being flown everywhere in every state across this country.
Yeah, I mean, I just find it a little odd. But I thought that the Biden administration made an announcement in extending something, some enforcement provision relative to immigration, relative to the Canadian border last week.
Yeah.
Did I misread that?
You know, my understanding is it's Title 42. So okay. Title 42 is kept in place. There could be some at our ports of entry, still some travel restrictions for essential workers only. They could have extended some of that. But the borders have and continue to be open to commerce and people with that have essential workers, we call them, are going back and forth to Canada.
So in a perfect world, what would we do to change all of this? I mean, to get back some semblance of order and structure within our immigration system where this actually begins to make sense.
Well, so it's ironic. First of all, you know, there's a great quote out there by Ronald Reagan, right? That says, if you can't control your borders, you know, a nation that can't control its borders isn't a nation. And I think that's absolutely correct. And there's another thing. In 2009, Chuck Schumer, Senator Chuck Schumer, gave a presentation at Georgetown University in 2009. And, you know, part of what, you know, he was talking about was that first, you know, the American people want the government to be serious about enforcing the rule of law. And here's a quote from then Senator Chuck Schumer. Until the American people are convinced we will stop future flows of illegal immigration, we will make no progress on rational immigration reform. Think about that. That's absolutely correct. Chuck Schumer a few years ago. Now that is now touted as immoral, as unethical, as against American values. But that's where we're at, Noah. We have to be serious about securing our borders, stopping the current flow of illegal immigration. How can we deal with any type of addressing the loopholes in our system while our borders are wide open and incentivizing 190,000 apprehensions in a single month? Look, at the end of the day, this administration has been very clear with their strategy. And their strategy is politically driven. Look, they see a perceived political benefit from open borders, either through an increase in House seats through the census, because you can include illegal aliens in the census, or they believe every single illegal alien they find a pathway to citizenship is going to equate to a Democratic vote. So this administration isn't going to do anything. But what we still have to do, we still should demand Congress to do their job, both Republicans and Democrats. Look, they could take 15 minutes and pass three elements to fix three major loopholes in our system, which would address 85% of the crisis. They refused to do so decade after decade. And that's why I keep saying now the last line in this administration, our last line of defense are the states. We need more governors like Governor Abbott and A.G. Paxton in Texas and Governor DeSantis to step up to push back against these unconstitutional laws that are jeopardizing our national security.
I mean, I ask the question in all seriousness because, I keep hearing, you know, we're going to go down to the Northern Triangle, give them money, and get rid of gangs, improve the poverty level there on the percentage of poverty in that country, make things, the economy turn around. I mean, these are all things that I think you, me, and a lot of other people would love to see done right here in this country. And if there's a panacea solution for the Northern Triangle countries, why can't we try it out here first?
I agree with you. I think that's well said. But here's another thing, too, that's very important for your listener to understand. Everything you just described that this administration is saying under the rubric and umbrella of root causes, guess what? We've been doing that for decades. We've been giving the Northern Triangle countries hundreds of millions of dollars for a very, very long time. We've had exorbitant amount of resources there trying to improve their economy, trying to improve their internal security and address the gang problem. That's been tried for years and years and years, and it has not really resulted into anything substantial with respect to improvement. They've made some improvements, but not all. So look. But here, again, that's a false binary choice, right? They're like, okay, so what we got to do is go – what we need to do is go to Northern Triangle countries and continue to develop the root causes, which we know what they are. But somehow that's all we do, so we don't do anything at our border? It's absurd. And that's another false binary choice they're trying to force down the American people. Now, I tell you what the root causes are. The root causes are this administration – absolutely dismantled every effective tool, authority, and policy that was actually securing our borders and effectively dealing with the illegal immigration crisis. That's the root cause right now of this current crisis. You need to do both. You need to continue to help develop these countries while at the same time ensure that our borders are secure and that we have tools, authorities, and policies to effectively allow the men and women of those agencies to do their job and protect this country.
How much longer do they rely on Title 42? I mean, they've talked about elimination of it totally. There's pressure within the Democratic Party to do so. Obviously, the left wing of that party, the progressive wing of that party, wants that done now. They're very upset that they're continuing to turn folks away under Title 42. How much longer?
Yeah, it's really unconscionable, isn't it? That the Title 42 is it's not immigration policy. It's a CDC public health policy that was actually an effective containment and mitigation strategy to reduce the further spread and introduction of COVID-19 in the country. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's to remove that, as they did for unaccompanied minors, and basically remove it for 80% of families, they're putting America last. And they're putting everybody else in the world first when we're still in the middle of this infectious diseases. We have a new variant that's coming up. Look, they were talking about ending it in July. And now this new surge of this new variant in COVID cases. So now I'm hearing that they're scrambling and they're trying to figure out how they do this. They're trying to figure out to address political optics, not what is in the best interest of this country. I mean, that's the absurdity. That's the hypocrisy that's going on right now. But, I mean, once they get rid of Title 42, that means that 190,000 that they apprehended, they're all coming into our facilities. They're not being processed in the border.
That's what I just can't.
Open air.
That's what I can't square up in my mind. I mean, we're placing further restrictions on citizens. So if you're going to go to college, there are about 600 universities that are going to require you to be vaccinated. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. Healthcare workers are probably going to be required to be vaccinated. But yet we will let in hundreds of thousands of people across this border. And if they do away with Title 42, under the CFR, how do we square this up? We're placing more restrictions on citizens and less on people that are entering this country. It just doesn't make any sense to me. It's completely disingenuous.
I could not agree more, and it's not any more complicated. It defies common sense, and that's why I keep going back. You know, what's driving them is not what's in the best interest of this country. It's what's in the best interest of the Democratic Party, because nothing else makes sense, as you just described. It's worse than that. Look, what they're doing with Title 42 already, and then when they get rid of it, it's going to be for everybody. We're going to be bringing them into our open-air congregate settings. We're going to have to be processing. We're going to expose the migrants to the disease themselves, plus workers, plus the entire country. And to a large degree, it's already happening. Right now, if you're an unaccompanied minor, 15, 16, 17 years old, you can come to the border and say, oh, by the way, I actively have COVID. And our country right now is going to say, no problem, come on in. 80% of families, you could come in with a family of six and say, we all have COVID. And right now our country is saying, no problem, come on in under this administration. Meanwhile, when I go to the airport, I have to wear a mask. Schools are still all over the place. California is issuing now a statewide mask mandate again because of the new variant. We could go on and on. It defies logic. It's common sense. It's absurd. And it's putting America last.
Mark Morgan, as always, we appreciate your time and your insight. I'm sure we'll see what the July numbers are going to hold, and I trust that they're not going to be any better either, because there's not much changing down at the border at the present time, so I just don't see us moving the needle here at all. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.